Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Leumi's fourth quarter and full year 2017 results conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded March 6th, 2018. With us on the line today are Mr. Kefet Rasik Aminoach, President and CEO, and Mr. Omer Ziv, First EVP and CFO. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respected company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. PowerPoint presentation, which is available on the bank's website at www.bankleumi.com, will be used during this conference call. I would now like to turn over the call to Ms. Daphna Golden, VP of Investor Relations. Ms. Golden, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking the time to join us on this results call of Bank Leumi's financial statements for Q4 and the year 2017. We're Kefet Rasik Aminoach, President and CEO, and Omer Ziv, First EVP and CFO, will be presenting Leumi's strategy, developments, and main takeaways from the financial statements. We are joined today by our colleagues, Shlomo Goldfarb, First EVP and Chief Accountant, and Dr. Gil Bufman, Chief Economist. This presentation can be found in the IR section of our website. I'd now like to turn over the call to Ms. Kefet Rasik Aminoach. Kefet?
Thank you, Daphna. We are proud to present Leumi's annual financial statements for 2017. 2017 was an excellent year, both from a business performance point of view and also from infrastructure and growth engine aspects. In our financials, we can clearly see the very positive trends and the huge progress we have made. The figures show how rapidly our bank is moving forward. We can see that Leumi has become a much better bank from every possible aspect, consistently increasing income, while at the same time reducing expenses, increasing capital adequacy, boosting our capital returns policy, keeping to very strict risk standards, reinforcing infrastructure, and building growth for the future. All this while following the highest standards of corporate governance and business ethics. At this point, I will hand over to Omer, who will present our financial results. When Omer is done, I will share with you my strategic view of Leumi in the changing world of banking.
Thank you, Kefet. Good afternoon, all. I am proud to present Leumi's 2017 results. With your permission, before starting to analyze the details and figures, I would like to touch upon a few points regarding our strategy on slide number three. First, in 2017, we continued to focus on improving our results in most of our major parameters. As Kefet mentioned, the bottom line is that we have succeeded in increasing our income and at the same time decreasing our expenses. As a result, we have continued to improve our ROE. The ROE for 2017 is 9.8%, significantly higher than the ROE in the last few years. We are also satisfied with having achieved this increase in the ROE without increasing our risk to the credit portfolio and while keeping our high-quality credit portfolio. The loan loss provisions rate continued to be very low, both in absolute terms and comparison to our competitors. Another major strategic achievement was the launching of Pepper in mid-2017, the first mobile-only bank in Israel. We are very satisfied, not only from the strategic point of view, but also from the financial point of view. We are very pleased with the pace of acquiring new customers for Pepper and with the business model as well. On the one hand, Pepper has no current fees, while on the other hand, the expense model is much leaner. As a result, Pepper enables us to implement our strategy, which places the customers in the center, offering them the best price, while in parallel, it allows us to cut our expenses. Looking ahead to 2018, the interest rate is still very low, but the expectation is for an increase in the interest rate toward the end of 2018. An increase in the interest rate will have a significant positive impact not only on our pre-tax profit, but it will also materially reduce our pension liabilities, which are discounted by risk-free rate plus spread. Moreover, apart from that, the anticipation that the GDP will grow by 3-4%, we also expect an increase in the margin in our mortgage portfolio, which is almost a third of our total credit portfolio. The reason is that the incremental margin in mortgages is higher than the average margin on the total mortgage portfolio. Looking at the expenses, two-thirds of our expenses are salary-related. So even from a technical aspect, since the 2017 efficiency plan came into effect just at the year end, this plan's impact on the result will be reflected in the 2018 figures. Furthermore, the transitioning of our customers to digital channels will also contribute to cutting our expenses in the coming years. Following the significant improvement in our results and the material increase in our total equity, we announced a quarterly dividend of 342 million shekels. The total dividend for 2017 amounted to almost 1 billion shekels. We also announced this morning a new and innovative buyback plan of up to 700 million shekels. I will elaborate on this later. Now, let's move on to slide number 4. On this slide, we present a brief look at the improvement in our results in the last 3 years. The lower chart shows our total income and our total expenses, as well as the ROE for the last 3 years. In the upper chart, we neutralize the effect of one-time items that were reported in the financial statements during this period, mainly in 2015 and 2016. When we neutralize this effect, we can see that in the last 3 years, our income has increased by more than 10%, while our expenses have gone down, mainly in 2017. The ROE after neutralizing these effects improved from 6.9% in 2015 to 9.3% in 2017, during a period in which our equity increased by more than 15%. We are very pleased with these results and with the clear trend that they reflect. I'm moving on to slide number 5. On this slide, we analyze the main factors that contributed to the increase in our 2017 net income of 3.2 billion shekels. As presented, there was an increase in most of the income lines and a decrease mainly in salary expenses. The increase in operating expenses is due to the insurance refund that I mentioned earlier. This refund was recorded to OPEX. If you neutralize it, there is a decrease of almost 5% in OPEX. Regarding loan loss provisions, the increase is as a result of much higher collections last year. The provision itself has gone down. Moving on to slide number 6. On this slide, we present the main parameters for 2017 compared to 2016. It's very clear that the vast majority of the parameters shows a material improvement. ROE has increased. Net interest margin is higher. Efficiency ratio is lower, and loan loss provision continues to be at approximately zero. As I mentioned, the group provision, which doesn't take collections into account, decreased from 0.24% last year to 0.19% this year. This means that we have succeeded in improving our ROE without increasing the risk to our credit portfolio. Regarding other ratio, at the end of December 2017, Tier 1 adequacy ratio was up to 11.43%. The NPL ratio continued to decrease, reaching 0.83%. Our leverage ratio was up to 6.94%, well above the regulatory requirement of 6%. The liquidity coverage ratio was at 122%, also well above the minimum requirement, which is 100%. On slide seven, we present the same parameters for the fourth quarter of 2017, the third quarter of 2017, and the fourth quarter of 2016. It's clear that we have improved in each and every parameter. Regarding the net interest margin, it amounted to 2.14% in Q4 2017, while the net interest margin for the entire year was 2.05%. This means that the net interest margin is on an upward trend. Let's move on to slide number eight. Net interest income in 2017 grew by approximately 7%. This growth was driven by the increase in our credit portfolio, investment portfolio, and in margins. Net interest margin was up from 1.94% last year to 2.05% this year, and to 2.14% in the fourth quarter of 2017. The net interest income was also affected by the positive CPI in 2017 of 0.3% compared to -0.3% in 2016. On slide nine, we see that the rate of loss provisions continued to be very low. The rate of credit loss expenses for 2017 was 6 basis points and 4 basis points in the fourth quarter. The low provisions over the last two years reflect the high quality of our credit portfolio, the low interest rate environment, and our strict underwriting policy. Looking at the right, the NPL ratio continued to decrease, dropping to 0.83%. The problem debts continued to improve, declining by 13% in 2017. Not only have the problem debts declined, but the mix of debts continued to improve. At the end of December 2017, impaired debts were down to only 38% of the total problem debts. Slide 10 shows a snapshot of our diverse commission revenue. Commissions in Q4 were up by 7.6% compared to last year. Commissions in 2017 reached nearly 4.1 billion shekels, an increase of 4.3% since last year. The increase is mainly due to the increased activity in securities and credit cards. I'm moving on to slide 11. Looking at the table on the right, we can see that the salary expenses have decreased by 2.5%, and that OpEx, when utilizing the insurance refund, has declined by close to 5%. The effect of these figures and the increase in the income we presented in the previous slide resulted in reducing the efficiency ratio from 66.3% last year to 63.1% in 2017. This trend is also clear when we compare the efficiency ratio of the fourth quarter to the corresponding quarter last year. Moving on to slide 12. In the last six years, we have reduced our workforce by more than 20%, from 14,000 employees to about 11,000. The year-end 2017 reduction as well as the retirement of almost 500 employees over the next 5 years, will have a positive impact on the salary expenses in the coming years. I would like to add that the streamlining process which we implemented has increased the income per position in the last 6 years by more than 40%. Let's turn to slide number 13. At the end of December 2017, our credit portfolio rose to 268 billion shekels, an increase of 6 billion shekels since the beginning of the year. When we neutralized the effect of the appreciation of the shekel, our credit portfolio was up by 9 billion shekels, an increase of 3.4%. This moderate growth clearly indicates that we continue to manage our credit portfolio with a responsible and conservative approach, which we believe is one of the major drivers of the increase in our net income. Turning to slide number 14. At the end of December 2017, the loan-to-deposit ratio reached 74%, reflecting a strong liquidity ratio. The pie chart on the right shows the diversity of our deposits. 42% of our deposits were from retail business. Let's continue to slide 15. On the left chart, we can see the increase in our equity during the last 3 years. Accounting equity amounts to 33.2 billion shekels at the end of 2017, representing an increase of almost 30% since 2014. On the right, the chart shows that our Tier 1 adequacy ratio is up to 11.43%, much above Leumi's target of 10.5%. This leads me to the next slide. As reported this morning, we adopted a new buyback plan of up to 700 million shekels. The buyback period will start on April 1st. Along with our strong belief in the bank's financial position, we have initiated, with the approval of the Bank of Israel, a new and innovative buyback plan. According to this plan, whenever our Tier 1 adequacy ratio goes above 10.9%, we are permitted to buy back our shares. This mechanism will help us to manage our excess capital better. In addition to the buyback plan, the Board of Directors has approved a 40% quarterly dividend, which represents a 4.4% annual yield. The total dividend approved for 2017 stands at close to 1 billion shekels. To conclude, the 2017 results were very strong, despite the fact that we are operating in a very low interest rate environment. In 2017, Bank Leumi's financial parameters continued to improve significantly. We have succeeded in increasing our income, decreasing our expenses, and maintaining the rate of the loan loss provisions at almost zero. As a result, we have increased our return on equity from core business without increasing the risk to our credit portfolio. We are very proud of these results, which enable us to adopt a buyback plan in addition to our dividend policy. I will now turn the call over to Rakefet. Rakefet?
Thank you, Omer. When summarizing 2017, we must take a broader view of our challenges and opportunities. As the banking industry as a whole is facing such turbulence and is expected to be shaken up even more in the coming years, we, the incumbents, have to deal with two main issues simultaneously: improving the current business and preparing for the future. We at Leumi have done a lot in improving the current business, actions that have led to the amazing figures that Omer has just presented. As I said in previous years, we have totally reorganized the bank. We reshaped our organizational structure to be much more customer-oriented. We redesigned our operational model to be leaner, more centralized, and much more effective. We reduced headcount materially, and we achieved the best-in-class credit portfolio thanks to our state-of-the-art credit risk management. In addition, we have significantly decreased the risk profile of the bank, not only credit risk, which is clearly reflected in the figures, but also compliance and conduct risk. In 2017, we continued these efforts by addressing them in each and every segment. We continued the streamlining processes and also the efforts in focusing our business. This year, among others, we conducted another successful labor reduction program. Our headcount is down by almost 450 employees, completing a reduction of over 20% in the past 6 years, as Omer mentioned. We launched an effective project of process redesign, resulting in cutting down non-value-added operations and reducing the number of products. And we introduced a nationwide project called Israel IL in order to preserve our digital superiority. It is aimed at transitioning our customers to the digital world, each one according to his or her digital potential. This has vastly increased our customers' digital activity, therefore improving our efficiency. All of the above have made the bank unrecognizable. Much higher returns with the same present, very low interest rate, while maintaining the same level of risk and improving capital adequacy. Moving forward and preparing for the future, 2017 was a major milestone. Our growth engines stem from our core business, mainly retail, SMEs, and middle market. Let's look at the growth engines we built in order to enhance the growth. Pepper, our truly unique mobile-only bank, was launched in mid-2017. Exceeding our expectations, Pepper gained not only tremendous international interest, but also recruited tens of thousands of real-life customers, hungry for our new and innovative value proposition. We are barely meeting the demand. Pepper customers love Pepper. They engage with us much more frequently than with traditional banks. They see a great value in this cutting-edge personalized experience. Pepper is a growth engine for Leumi Retail, as more than half of its customers are not Leumi customers. Pepper also has a sister app, Pepper Pay, with hundreds of thousands of users. Another huge value of Pepper is the fact that it is built on a completely new IT system, which will later be relevant for the entire bank. 2017 was also a fantastic year for our second growth engine, Leumi Tech. We launched the Leumi Tech Business Center in Herzliya, fine-tuning our value proposition and tightening our network with our New York, Palo Alto, and London offices. In addition, a few months ago, we signed an agreement with Nasdaq, launching a program to help Israeli technology companies getting prepared for IPOs. So, summarizing 2017, I stand here today very proud. When analyzing our bank, one should not only view our impressive numbers, but should also be aware of our strong fundamentals. One, very strong capital adequacy ratio that not only enables us to grow in the focused segments of our core business, but also enables us to boost our capital returns policy. We reached the point where we can distribute a regular quarterly dividend of 40%, and we announced a buyback plan of up to 700 million shekels, as Omer described. Two, an excellent credit portfolio. Three, an improving efficiency ratio with huge potential for further improvement, both headcount-wise and from the point of view of the collective wage agreement, which is due to be renewed in December this year. Four, being the only Israeli bank that has finalized with the American authorities. And five, the most important thing is that we are much more prepared than most other banks and are in a continuous process of readying the bank for the approaching change in the business model of banking. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, thanks for taking my questions and congratulations for a strong year. Maybe the first one for Rakefet, since we are lucky to have you on the call. Something you guys didn't touch on the prepared remark was the strategic partnership that you guys signed with for Leumi USA. Can you elaborate a little bit on the rationale there and what's your expectations for that going forward in the coming years?
Yes, actually, what the deal that was signed just at the beginning of this year was that we sold 50% of Leumi USA to two strategic investors. That the valuation was nearly $1 billion. So we are very, very proud of this number. And we believe that this will help us to continue and grow BLUSA to make it even greater and bigger than it is today now. Because at this point, we felt that strategic local partners can do to help us continue and growing and developing BLUSA.
So the way it works is that they would get board seats or advisory seats and help you
go
with the strategy?
No, they will get board seats.
Okay.
If I recall, they have two board seats.
Understood. Okay. And then maybe just a more broader one, when you look at your strategy, you know, going forward, you mentioned a conservative, low-risk approach. So, you know, when looking into 2018, you guys communicated clearly on your approach to returning capital to investor. So what's the best way to look at credit growth? Is it the same way that you guys delivered this year, I mean 3.5% when excluded for currency? Is that what you guys have in your model for credit growth going forward?
Tavi, you know Bank Leumi for many, many years. And when we look at the reason we decided to go for this buyback plan is that we have capital adequacy of 11.43. But you have to take into account that this program is because we have excess capital. If demands on the market and if a credit can be granted in a larger scale this year, so we will do. But the way we work is risk first and then credit target. So I can tell you that we have ambitious credit targets for 2018, but we will reach them only if we feel that risk is in play in the right place.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Just to add to what Kevin mentioned, apart from the GDP that is expected to grow between 3 to 4% in 2018, please also take into account the fact that our agreement with RL regarding mortgage has finished at the end of 2017. So concerning mortgage, from technical point, the growth will be higher than in 2017.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tavi.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There is a follow-up question from Tavi Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yes, just forgot to ask, with regards to the number of employees, is that something that, besides the natural rate of retirement that you guys talk about for the coming 4-5 years, do you expect to have other early retirement plans, or you believe that the banks is in the right place, you know, when taking into account the natural retirement rate?
No, as I said, we see our efficiency program or the efficiency process as part of our day-to-day life. We are not going to stop the efficiency process. Having said that, we don't plan an early retirement program in 2018, but I believe we will see some programs later in the coming years.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. This concludes Leumi's 2017 fourth quarter and full year results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.